Need some help finding some edge in the prop market? Check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app, your one-stop shop for all the information you need to place smarter bets. Gain insights into player history, projections, and trends, along with sportsbook odds. You can even compare the lines across multiple sportsbooks using our prop finder. Get the edge with Props AI today at linestarapp.com and take your prop betting game to the next level. Good luck, and as always, bet responsibly. Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar, your top five NFL player prop bets that are available on Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, and Chalkboard. Week 16 in the NFL. Happy holidays, everyone. Alongside my co-host, Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. Got some great Week 16 props for you. They are all available on Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard, or in your local sportsbooks. If you don't have those apps, download them, use the promo code Linestar, you can get up to $100 of your first deposit match. Also, the tool that we're using is the Props AI tool. It's a great tool that'll help you dominate in the prop market. Also, the Linestar app, great tool for all you guys who play DFS. Make sure to check it out at linestarapp.com. Before we get into our top five bets, do us a huge favor. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to our channel. Comment below, let us know where you're headed in the prop market. Holiday week here on the show here, so we hopefully can win people some money so we can buy some presents for our loved ones out there. So let's get some money here on the show. Just a recap of our week. Last week was an off week for us, okay? So if you guys watched last week, we'll redeem ourselves, I promise. Last week we were 2-3 overall in the season, though. We've been crushing it. 44-30 overall, so 63%. That's a good place for us to be. We're winning money here on the show, so hopefully you guys are tailing us and doing so as well. All right, let's start things off. You know, this time of year, it's the holiday season, Tyler. We've got a naughty and we've got a nice list for our props. We got a lot of nice ones here today. You know who I didn't include on the props today? The New York Jets. They're on the naughty list.
Yes.
Getting Santa Claus bringing them coal.
I cannot believe they're against the Washington Commanders this week. And of all weeks, you just totally bail on them. It's the Commanders. So
it's the juiciest matchup for sure of the year
for everybody else.
For everybody, right?
Just take note that Shannon's probably or finally jumping off again. So maybe you should jump on.
They've burned me one too many times.
Her fandom has led her wrong.
Naughty list. New York Jets prop beds. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right. You know who's on the nice list, though, who's been winning us some money? Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins. So we're going back there. Over 57.5 receiving yards. Linestar projecting over 70 receiving yards for Higgins. He's averaging 50 receiving yards per game. He has gone over that 57.5 mark for the last five games, though. Big factor here, Jamar Chase out in this one. Going up against Pittsburgh. Decent defense, although they did allow Michael Pittman to put up 78 against them last week. T. Higgins, listen, he's got wide receiver one capabilities. He's incredibly talented, acrobatic, can make some insane catches. I like his spot here, especially knowing Jamar Chase is out in this one, so he'll get maybe a little more opportunity here. What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, he's definitely going to get targeted a lot. Browning is keying in on the wide receiver one quite a bit, and T. Higgins is now that. And 9 of 14 wide receiver ones have been over this line versus Pittsburgh, so I think there's a really good chance that T's going over as well.
Another wide receiver who's been absolute money when he's healthy. Keyword there. Justin Jefferson, over 80.5 receiving yards. Man, that line seems low, like it's not going to stay there for very long. Linestar projecting the over and the consensus as well. JJ's averaging 97 receiving yards per game. I mean, come on, he's been over 5 of 7 games this season. And going up against a Detroit Lions defense that has shown some cracks, 22nd in pass defense DVOA versus wide receiver ones. Tyler, what do you see for Justin Jefferson this week going up against the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, I think he's in a pretty good spot here versus the Lions. The weakness of their defense is absolutely the secondary. They rank 23rd, allowing 161 receiving yards to the wide receiver over the last 9. So I like the spot all in all. He had 84 with Mullins last week, so we know Mullins can get him over that hump.
Right.
And all in all, you know, I'm betting on talent here, and
yeah,
we know Justin Jefferson can get it done.
This is a guy whose line, when he's consistent and healthy, is triple digits. Yeah, so yeah. I love the value that we're getting here with Justin Jefferson, whose talent level is absolutely insane. one of the best receivers in the NFL. Another pretty good receiver, Stephon Diggs, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. And we like him to go over 68.5 receiving yards. Now, Diggs going up against the Chargers this week. So this is a pretty juicy matchup, as we've seen week in and week out for wide receiver ones. Chargers ranked 29th in pass defense DVOA versus wide receiver ones. I mean, they just got absolutely torched by the Raiders last week, had to fire their head coach. What a mess they are. But I do think this is an opportunity for the Buffalo Bills to get Stephon Diggs involved in the game and pad his stats a little bit.
Yeah, you know Diggs is being a squeaky wheel. He had 5 targets last week, 11 the week before, but only 4 receptions. He just hasn't been getting the ball that much over the back half of the season. And we know going into the playoffs, the Bills have to have him involved if they really want a chance. So I do see, you know, a softer matchup being one that they might try and force him the ball a little bit more. And star wide receiver ones have absolutely crushed the Chargers. Davante Adams, 101. Monra St. Brown, 156. I'm going to throw Garrett Wilson there for you. Just for you, Shannon. He had 80. But CeeDee Lamb had 117. Justin Jefferson, 149. Tyreek Hill, 215. Stars have been crushing the Chargers, and I think it's going to be the same thing this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Bills are going to go to work against the Chargers team that's pretty defeated, especially after that last game against the Raiders. Man, that was hard to watch. All right, so those are our 3 bets from the Line Star app. Now it's time for Tyler and I to each pick our favorite prop bets of Week 16. Who you got, Tyler?
I'm going and staying with the same game, and we're going with James Cook over 23.5 receiving yards. It's -115 in sports books. Our Line Star projections, almost 26 yards. The consensus is 28.6. He's averaging 31 per game, and he's been over in 4 of the last 5. Chargers are 29th in DVOA versus pass catching running backs, and they've been getting gashed through the air, allowing 6.4 receptions per game for 48 yards. Over the last 4, it hasn't been any different. 5.8 receptions for 43 yards. And Cook, over the last 4, is averaging 4 receptions for 52 yards. That just so happens to also coincide since they made a switch at the offensive coordinator position. So they are absolutely scheming him to be involved in the passing game, and it's worked for him.
Love to see it. Go Dogs, former Georgia Bulldog James Cook crushing it for the Buffalo Bills. But for my pick, I'm going to a former Toledo Rocket. Yes, I had to look that up. Don't you worry. Toledo Rocket is Diontae Johnson, over 40.5 receiving yards, -130 in your sports books. Johnson's averaging 53.7 receiving yards per game. He's gone over in 7 of 10 games this year, and that includes against the Bengals, the team he's facing this week. That was back a couple weeks ago. 10 of 14 wide receiver ones have been over against this Bengals team. Listen, they've allowed 8 pass catchers to rack up over 41 receiving yards in the last 3 games. That includes their games against the Vikings, the Colts, the Jags. Cincinnati, 27th in receiving yards given up to wide receiver. I think they give up a couple more to Diontae Johnson also in this one. We've got to know George Pickens was popping off about how he didn't want to block because he didn't want to get hurt. So I feel like, I don't know, maybe Mike Tomlin might punish him by giving more workload to Diontae Johnson. I don't know. What do you think about that situation, Tyler?
I feel
like it's all dysfunctional there in Pittsburgh, so it's hard to kind of say, but that line's still too low for me. Too low.
It's insane how these two receivers have just like kind of given up, because we saw a couple weeks ago where Diontae was kind of trying to block, but then just started walking, and his teammate fumbled the ball, and he just watched it and walked away. You know, so I just can't believe what's going on in this Steelers team. It's just not something I'm used to seeing from Mike Tomlin team.
That's exactly right.
Here
That's
we are.
Concerning.
Week 16.
Here we are. Week 16. Listen, the line is low here for Diontae Johnson because of who's throwing him the ball, and that's Mason Rudolph this week. However, I still think given the fact that he's one of the few viable options against the Cincinnati Bengals defense that has kind of struggled a little bit over the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good option for us. Deontay Johnson is a really talented wide receiver who can absolutely get it done and come down with some catches. So even if Mason Rudolph just put it in his area code, he'll bring it down for you guys. So we're going to like that prop over 40.5 receiving yards. Remember, for all this information and that props AI tool, make sure to check that out. LineStarApp.com. Hopefully we've given you some nice props here. You can make some money, earn that holiday cash, and good luck week 16. Again, let us know where you're headed in the comments, because a comment enters you into our prop bets contest. Someone's walking away with $200 if we hit all of our props. One randomly selected commenter will be announced on our next show. Happy holidays, everyone. Hope you enjoy the holidays and all the games going on this week. Good luck. We'll see you guys next time.
Good luck, guys. Have a great weekend. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next week.